Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Yes, you can have that Rose.
100%. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what's wrong to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you're in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you're in California. Maybe you're in Texas. Maybe you're in New York. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood.
So you back. Dear the Lord, thank you here. Keep you this morning. We're talking about the $1 trillion flow this evening. And we're going to take, this is the first of the month. The angel Asmodel. Asmodel is the angel of April. So we're going into April. Lots of things going to take place. And I got some things I want you to read tonight. We're going to go into the word of Asmodel. And Asmodel is the angel on this first month, the full moon, cleansing moon, the moon to bring back all members. So Asmodel is the angel this month. I want you to know that. And I'll be in Detroit on Saturday. over at the Eastern Market. Mm-hmm. We're doing a little healing and spiritual service. Doing a little prophecy for Detroit. And when I was thinking about Detroit, I might do I might go in the spirit world. To Detroit is the Motor City. Detroit is the city of music, Temptations, all the singles come from down south. We went to Detroit to work with the cars. So we'd be in Detroit, the Motor City. Some people call it the city of labor, but whatever we call it, be there. Don't forget, as we get ready to read the 23rd number Psalm tonight, and I got some scripture for you tonight. I just like giving to you after Mary get through reading the 23rd number Psalm. And I want to keep that in your vibration, the 23rd number Psalm. One lady called me, said her grandmother used to read it down south all the time. And she's a bishop. She didn't read nothing but the 23rd number Psalm. The lady had told me her uncle couldn't read or write, but he could read the 23rd number Psalm. He didn't because he could read it. So there's a lot of people. They weren't educated. They didn't go to school. They worked in a cotton patch, sugar cane field. And they didn't go to school, but they sent their kids to school and college. You know. So it's a lot been going on. I just want you to know that. And even with what's going on at the academy, everybody making a big deal out of the academy. You know, I want to say this before we get all tied up with the Oscars. That was a time when blacks couldn't even sit in that auditorium. And the black woman that played Gone with the Wind, she was in the kitchen, maid. She the first one got an Academy Award. But guess what? They gave it to her in the kitchen. She couldn't even go sit with the white folks. So I don't want you to get all twisted about the Oscars, because the Oscars is just as prejudiced as they can be. And black folks got to stop getting twisted about white folks' stuff. That ain't your thing. They started that for white folks. Now black is coming in on it, then the black man, he did the, and now I want to deal with Rock and those that slap, you know, the slapping going on. It was wrong for him to get slapped. But it was wrong for him to joke about the man white. You know, if that had been a white bald-headed woman, he wouldn't have said a word. If that had been a white man telling the joke, he wouldn't have went up there and stopped the white man. We got to stop trying to be in our feeling and begin to love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to whoever believes in him shall not perish. We're going through history right now. You see the people, the bombing all over there, and Premier and all of that. You're seeing Hitler in the 22nd century. You're looking at Hitler, and the world is letting it go. And don't cross this line. When he bombed the first building and killed the first person, he had crossed the line. The Bible says that you not kill. The Ten Commandments. We have Sister Mary read 23rd number Psalm, and we're going to talk about these angels. This is where I'm at. I talked to Pearl. Pearl said she's been a little sick. I prayed for her, she's going to be all right. She said she might come on. I told her what to wash her face out. We'll marry you on now.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank you for that 23rd number song. That reading that 23rd number song tonight.
You're welcome.
But since this is the first, you need to do a little cleansing. I got some scripture for you to read. Kid, if you got your Bible, press 1 on your phone. I'm going to have you read a scripture for us. That's, we're going to talk about Asmodeus. And Asmodeus is the angel. Okay, I see your hand up. I want you to turn, kid, to Exodus 23, chapter 23, verse 20 and 21. Read them. I don't want you to read it right now. I want you to get the scripture right now. The reason I'm asking you to read that scripture, that's the angel. And I want the angel this month to go with you. Write this name down. Asmodel. Asmodel. Asmodel is the angel of April. Asmodel is the angel of magic. And he's the angel of creativity. Asmodel. Anybody born in April, the angel is Asmodel. And I'm going to read that scripture. That's 23, 20, and 21. Not yet. But I'm just letting you know what Asmodel is the angel of this month. And I want to say this before she even read it. You're going to feel a lot of things you're going to see. You're going to see with your physical eyes, and your spirit going to pick it up. The death, the mass murder, and all the evil that's out here in the earth realm. And what happened in Premier with all the people being killed, bodies laying in the streets. We read that in Revelation. Bodies going to be laying in the streets. And I told you, mass graves. After this wall, you're going to find mass graves of innocent people murdered. It's going to take them a year just to pick up all these bodies that are missing, the disease. Now, what happened to Will Smith? He was under a demonic spirit. I know some of y'all don't understand it. He's under demonic curse. And I don't know if his wife tell him to do it or not. He's under demonic curse because she can wear a wig anytime she get ready. Okay, she won't, if she's so worried about somebody coming out of here. But the joke that he was saying, I'm not uptight about the Oscars because they've been prejudiced so long. They let a few black men, and the whole black media said, he hit so. What do people do here in Chicago on 63rd Street on Madison? They shoot and kill each other every night. They fight. Now, here's two rich men fighting. Both of them rich. He had a sellout show in New York, $700 to go see him. But my question with Rock and with Will, how much of money y'all bringing back to the neighborhood? What programs you trying to help these young folks, these children? You know, it's good to have money, but what you're doing with it to uplift where you come from, okay? I'm not taking up a damn one of them. I feel that Will Smith ain't did enough to get money to hang with white folks, both of them. When he walked in New York, I don't care about black God and him, white folks. So what I'm saying tonight, come home, Will Smith. Come home. What I mean, New York, Chicago, Detroit, if people need, you can't carry all that money with you. come back and help people get on their feet. Help people go to school, go to college. Now, what are you doing besides helping black children, women that ain't got no brothers in jail, in political prison? That's what I'm saying with that. This is the $1 trillion flow about economics. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Where's the money? What you do with that? Now, you see Biden sending all that money over there to them people. What he can do it. He's the president. But what happened if them Haitians came over here? They loaded them. They loaded them up and sent them on a plane quick. You know, when they had the earthquake over there and the storm. They didn't do nothing for the people in Philippines. The Philippines part of America. I'm going to ask the kids to read this. I want you to stay in this mood tonight of the angel Asmodel. A-S-M-O-D-E-L. Asmodel is the angel of April. And Asmodel going to bring a loss out in the month of April. Don't change the channel. Stay focused. The psalm I want you to read. Last night, Psalms 119, Psalms 59, Psalms 90, Psalms 93, Psalms 78, and Psalms 20 for the month of April. Write your request down. When you read Psalms 119, east, west, north, and south, once you make it way, each way, you make your request. God, heal me. God, bless my family. God, give me a better job. God, take the alcohol from me, the drug, whatever. If you got to leave tonight, this is the first of the month, plant a seed, go to my website, theseedofabrahamyolasite.com. Hit the PayPal. And plant your seed because the harvest is on its way. I'm already knowing the widow woman had to plant them hoe cakes. The boys in the fire furnace, they had to pray that was their seed to be free. Daniel in the lion's den, he had to pray the lion's mouth was shut up. I just want you to know that. And Moses lifted the rod up and crossed the Red Sea. He seeded faith. And I want to tell you, sometime tonight, everything ain't going your way. People might not understand you. People might not know where you come from and what you've been through. But I'm asking you tonight, let go and let God. God is my everything. I don't care what nobody says. When you pray, you break yokes. Get on your knees, and you get up, you get stronger. We're praying for those that are sick, those that lost loved ones. Every time you pick up the paper, anyway, somebody killed somebody, somebody stabbed somebody, what happened with that? Evil. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself, evil doer, they'll soon be gone." All that's going to be gone. The murder, the shooting, the drive, all that's going to be gone. God going to wipe them off of the face of the earth, not you, God. Exodus 14:14, to step back and let God handle it. When you let God handle it, God can make it work for you. Get ready for your angel. I want you to listen to that angel. I want you to obey that angel because the angel is going to kill you and the angel is going to fight your enemy. Whoever your enemy, whatever they are, you might not can get your finance together. You may not can get no job. You're having problems. Give it to God. Read Exodus 14:14. He said, step back This is my fight. Stop trying to fight the fight. Let God fight it. All you do is praise him and thank him. I'm praying for the Stan family still going through something. I'm praying for the Miller family. I'm praying for the Wright family tonight. I'm praying for the Cook family tonight. I want to tell you, Muriel and your sister, I'm praying for you, Jerry William, I'm praying for you and your family. Sometimes a prayer can uplift you. Sometimes a marriage, just a prayer, will turn things around for you. God will give you whatever you need. God got what you want. God got it for you. Prayer and meditation change things. Let me say it again. Prayer is going to lead you to meditation. When you meditate, it's going to lead you to prayer. Because what you put your mind on, it, God will make it happen for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. God going to do it. We're praying. I see what the math says. He's going to give $150 for gas. Willie Wilson gave $50 to everybody that came. In California and New York, they got a debit card with $700 on it. Everybody, state of California, getting the card with $700. But you know, their gas is $7 a gallon. And six, you know. But it seemed like Chicago behind. They're going to get a card for $150. Everybody got a car, drive. So I qualify because I got a car. I can get to, you know, I just want them to don't wait too late to do it. Sister Kids, you can read Exodus 23. Y'all listen to her because something in that scripture. Sister Kids, you can read that till the line is open.
Okay, Bishop. Exodus 23, verse 20 and 21 reads, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you on the way and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Pay attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions because my name is in him.
Now, what she said, you listen to the angel. God is sending an angel. The angel ain't coming on his own. The angel is sent by God. And you got to obey him for your rebelling stuff. You got to obey him because God is in him. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that what it said? Read that one more time because I want you to get very clear.
Okay. Verse 20, 21, Exodus 23 reads, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you on the way and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Pay attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions because my name is in him.
To obey him, right?
Yes.
Didn't it say obey him?
Yes, Bishop.
God's in him, right? Is that what it said?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, this is what it's saying. It said that whatever your transgression is, now read verse 21, what 21 says.
Okay, 21, pay attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions.
Now,
because my name is in him.
God is sending that angel to you, man, woman, to you who listen tonight. Whatever your transgression, that angel come from God, because God's in him. Now, if you disobedient and don't listen, you're going to fall in the cracks. You're going to go to hell. You're going to lose. And when I say go to hell, I'm talking about you're going to do bad, ain't nothing going to happen, and can't nobody pick you up, because you ain't obeying your angel. April is Asmodel. The angel of March was Michael. And Michael, we read Michael all the month. But I want to tell you, your angel will give you heads up on what to do. I believe in angels. I've seen angels. And people have told me about angels they've seen that rescued them when they was in serious problem. So the Bible said, listen to angels. Don't make him mad. Listen, because God said, I'm in him. So that angel is a part of God on a mission. And you don't let him mess up his mission. God is good tonight. I want to thank you, Sister Kit, for reading that for us. It's a blessing.
You're welcome, Bishop.
Okay. Now, I want to thank you, Sister Mary, for reading that. It's a blessing for you because you're getting out to people that might not know. Somebody homeless tonight. Somebody ain't got no food. They were saying over the way that you people ain't got no food. And you know, what I'm concerned about tonight, that we wake up, we as human race wake up, stop the killing and save the babies. And this is a $1 trillion flow tonight. That means that you need to go into business. You need to start some kind of business where you can help. It might not be a loss, but if you do it in the name of God, he'll make it grow. Ain't no business started big. It's always started by a thought. And it's started by people working. Now, you can't catch up with white folks. I can't catch up because they've been in business. Their mom and dad have been in business. And they worked. Our ancestors, they never did pay our ancestors. You know, so I'm gonna go back. I don't want to go back to Africa. My grandmother was here in Mississippi, Louisiana. Your grandmother right here. She died here. So what, you going to go somewhere else? This is your home, people. America is your home. Make it work. If, you know, they bring other people in here, get them your job. But you got to make, they, look, this is what they did. Dr. King said all the time. They brought people from Europe in here, gave them jobs, gave them money, gave them food stamps, and sent them to school. They didn't do that for you. If you're going to college, you got to pay big money right now. And Biden said, when I get in, I'm going to make college free. It ain't happening. I'm going to let you know right now, you got to pull yourself up on its own where you can reach out and help somebody. And I want to tell you that angel, Asmodel, let me say it again, Asmodel is the angel of April. Asmodel is the angel of magic. He's the angel of reality. And he the one that accompanied Moses. And he accompanied Abraham, you know. And Michael, Raphael, Asmodel, Amiel, and these are the Muriel. These are the angels that back and forth making things work for me and you. So listen to your angel. Pray, and things will change quick, fast, and everything. Don't forget, it's time for you to get ready for this month to be the month of the trillion flow. The month that God might give you a $1 trillion idea. You might be an inventor or something. Don't let nobody put you down. Sister, brother, mama, husband, wife. I'm on a mission for God. I'm on a mission for myself because I can help somebody else. And I want you to keep that in your vibration, in your spirit. Don't let nothing separate you from what God gave you. God gave you life. God gave you understanding. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, when you get Jeremiah 1 and 5, he said, I know you for your mom and daddy know you. I know all about you. I brought you him for a reason. Now, you got assignment. You can accept it or you can not accept it. You can jump on somebody else's assignment. It ain't going to work for you. What God give you ain't going to work for nobody but you. God give each assignment. If the night for you to read that Bible, that's your assignment. The night for you to pray, that's your assignment. If it's time for you to open your business up, you say, bitch, I ain't got no money. You go on faith. God will send help on the way. male and female, whatever you want. If you got to go back to school, you say, well, I ain't got no money for tuition. When you go to school, you'll find it'll be a grant for you to finish that course. Think about that. You need to make your mind up that in 2022, going to 23, with all that's going on, see all this stuff going on, is traction to keep you. Or I see what I don't care if hell freeze over, you stay with God. I don't care if everything around you fall, you stay with God, you ain't going to fall tonight. $1 trillion flow. And you get ready for the $1 trillion flow. Mississippi, Arkansas, the girl telling me a house blowed away and the cow blowed down down in the pasture and the horse, but they didn't die. The wind picked them up and set them somewhere else. Take the house. God is trying to let you know you got a mission. And tonight, this Friday night, the first of the month, you read that 23rd number of Psalm and read Exodus 14, 14 and read Exodus 23, 20-21 and say, God, send my angel. He ain't going to send nobody else. Whatever month you born, if you born, let me tell you something. January, angel is Gabriel. February is Babiel. March is Michael. April is Asmodeus. Okay. June is Miriel. July is Raphael. August is Hamiel. September is Uriel. That's R-U-E-L, or Z-R-U-L, that's Uriel, for the month of September. October is Babiel, November and December, Hamiel. These are the angels of December. Now, I call somebody angel, and this might be your grandmother angel, your mother angel, somebody in the spirit world. When you invoke those angels, they come to touch and heal you. They come to deliver you. I'm praying for you and you tonight. Father God, we come tonight. Father God, we ask you to touch every letter, every telephone call, every donation, every special love. God, we ask you tonight, the angel Raphael, the angel Hamiel, the angel Asmodeus, along with Michael, let those angels flow into people's minds and let the angel be a protection around them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm praying for you, Sister Trina. I'm praying for you, Mother Moon, Mother Egypt. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, each one of you, come on the air. God going to bless you with strength. I don't know how, but God, so he's going to pour out a blessing on you. And it's things that you want to do with your money. God going to give you a financial overflow. Praying for Sister Pearl tonight. She said her hours were we praying for her. And I told her it wasn't up with some dust. But she's doing some rain in her house. And probably the dust got in it. It'll be all right. I told her just wash it out with some water. Back in the day, we watching the flex. So you don't know if they got it. But you can get some water, put a little salt in and shake it up. And run, it'll run all the grit and stuff out of it. It'll do that. And Father God, we thank you for the healing spirit. We thank you for the living spirit. We thank you for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. Because for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This going out for you tonight. Mother Frances in New Orleans, this out for you. Sister Renee, Sister Regina, this for you. Thank you, Sister Kit. Thank you, Mary. I just feel God going to do something great. Embrace that tonight. I just feel God is touching. I'm going to give a prophecy out tonight. I'm hearing something about an airplane. I'm hearing something about a boat capsized and something about a ship. You hear about it. I see a fire. That fire in California, I see people, oh, it might be overseas. I see people jumping out of buildings. Fire. God bless you tonight. The trillion flow. Brother Calvin, I'm praying for you. Brother Robert, safe trip. Lisa, I'm praying for you tonight. Have a nice vacation tonight. Sister Ann, I'm praying for you tonight. All is well. I wish somebody know what we're talking about tonight. I'm praying that brothers be released out of jail, the political prisoners. I'm praying for the people tonight that lost so much. The man said, I'm crying because I lost the house. But you didn't lose your life. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Whatever you need, God restores. I see God restoring your health back. Tonight, I move cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood sugar, heart attack, stroke. Right now, I dismiss them out of your vibration. In the name of the Almighty God, east, west, north, or south, I'm praying for you. Just download it. You've been depressed, want to make suicide. I rebuke that suicide spirit. Right now, I see God bringing you to another level. I see God open up a door for you. I'm seeing God do something special. Sometimes you got to let God in. That's Brother James Cleveland tonight. And I call him Saint James Cleveland for the motivation of so many people. And I want to tell you tonight, kid, I got a Martin Luther King book for you. Mary, I got a Martin Luther King book for you. And you know, Mary, we talked about Dr. Martin Luther King book. So I'm going to give you, and I want to tell you, kid, I'm going to get that Dr. King money to you. Mary, after you receive the Dr. King million, you ain't going to look back. One for your business and one for you to carry your wallet. Watch God. I just feel this month, things going to work. With all going on, God going to lift you up tonight. The lady called me and said, Bishop, I tried to listen. And I listen, but I get so upset because you said so many things. I ain't got no script in front of me here. I just said from what God said, all is well. And I want to let you know, God is a keeper. And I want to tell you, look up, don't look down. Say this with me, all is well. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Just go ahead on. Do your ABC. And watch God. When you can say, God is my strength in my life. I used to hear the old folks say, God woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. He's still doing the same thing. God don't change. Right now, I'm praying for somebody in Alabama, somebody in Las Vegas, somebody lost their little daughter, somebody looking for somebody lost. Somebody got the news that their brother was killed, their husband was killed. They got the news, their mother. But I want to say to you tonight, God is my strength. God is my bright and morning sun. Sometimes in all that way, if not as God, he will direct your path. Reach up high for the moon. Maybe you slip and fall. You fall on a star. You're still on high ground. Reverend Todd, you said wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful to be in the presence of God. It's wonderful to know God for yourself. And when you know God for yourself, your mama, your sister, your brother, everything you love will come into play. I want you to know that tonight. We talk about Asmodel. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about good things tonight. Somebody receiving a letter. I just see that letter you get is good news. I'm looking at somebody right now. They are out of California, I see. They're on their way to Chicago. I want to tell you tonight, you still wear your mask when you're in lots of public places because it ain't gone, people. The virus ain't gone. They can psych you and say it's gone. People still dying. Whatever you're going through, I'm praying tonight for our people to come together. I say. East, west, north, and south. God just good at this 9 o'clock hour.
Most of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they've gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. The Christian was trying to encourage him. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you've been sick. There's two folk having a conversation. The Christian says, tell me about it. Tell me about it. He said, you say, you don't think you can repair. The Christian kept on asking it.
Yeah.
got no job. Christian said,
tell me
the man said, my money ran out.
And I'm not a job. Job.
I'm leaning on God tonight. God bless. I'm leaning and trusting in God. And when you lean and trust in God, He gonna keep you in perfect peace. Ain't been good to you? I want you tonight to pray for the people that don't have nowhere to stay. You know, Bishop, your prayers, the prayers of the righteous, avail as much. So I'm asking your prayers tonight for people you don't know. Just say, God bless those that are homeless, those that have nowhere to stay.
smiled on me. You've been good to me. He hears the call of all my joy. Fill me with his love. Everything I need, ooh, he sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, Lord. Go ahead. Smiled on me. He has said, he's free. A lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. Yeah.